Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right. We wanted to get a quick update as to what is going on in Israel. We know overnight rockets were fired from Gaza. There are reports that the Israeli Air Force is active at the moment. Chaim Ismerik is a journalist and an Israeli advocate. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing okay. Got a few hours of sleep. It was quite an evening, quite a night.
All right. Tell us about your night. What does that mean?
So, well, before we get into the night, let's start off what happened yesterday, because it was a series of events. Usually that's how it ends up being. What happened was that yesterday the Shin Bet, the Shabak, had credible intelligence that there was going to be a major attack that was being planned on some sort of Israeli a target. We don't know much information about that, but we do know that there was a group of three, maybe four, terrorists that were in Jenin. They were planning this attack. The IDF entered yesterday morning. They decided to go in to get rid of, to thwart this attack. It was a very typical operation that has been going on almost daily in Judea and Samaria. And within moments, it turned out into a major battle scene between the Israeli forces and Palestinian terrorists from all sorts of different factions. This resulted in one of the most deadliest operations and the most deadliest combat situations in Jenin since 2002, with about 10 terrorists that were killed. Following that, there were more confrontations with Israeli forces throughout Judea and Samaria in different towns, resulting in another two deaths. So in total, 12 terrorists died within 12 hours, and it was expected there was going to be some sort of retaliation. We did not know what was going to happen. You know, everyone expects at 9 o'clock there's going to be that, you know, rocket attack. We waited. Nothing happened. And then we waited a little bit longer. I waited a little bit longer. Literally about a few minutes before 12, I decided, you know what, that's it. Nothing's going to happen. If there is going to, something's going to happen, it's probably going to happen later on in the night. I put my head on my pillow. Within 5 minutes, there was already a rocket siren.
You see, you should have done that at 9 o'clock. You should have gone to sleep at 9 o'clock, and then you would have got that over and done with.
You know what, Howard, you were correct. You were correct. I should have done that before. I should have just went to bed earlier. But what happened was, is that Ashkelon was the first one to be attacked. We heard the sirens. Two rockets were shot towards Israel, towards Ashkelon. The Iron Dome, thankfully, managed to intercept. No reports of injuries in Ashkelon at that moment. And then, past a few hours, Israel attacked Hamas in Gaza. They attacked a rocket-launching factory. And then, as expected, well, actually, it wasn't really expected. We didn't know what exactly would happen. But again, rocket fire towards multiple different towns in the Gaza periphery. We saw Nir Am, Nahal Absor, all different towns that were attacked.
So this, in terms of this operation that precipitated it, we don't really know what this major terror attack, planned attack was. Is that right?
We don't know yet. I haven't really seen any information that has been released about exactly what was the plan that they wanted to do. We do know that it was a major one. It was. All the different updates that were given either by the IDF or things that we're seeing coming out on Israeli media indicate that this was a major attack that was being planned, something that was really necessary to be thwarted. I don't know what exactly it was, but we do know that the new chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, he was very much involved and he was very much updated on what was going on.
You know, because obviously the danger here is, you know, when I was looking at the Guardian or the Telegraph yesterday, you know, 9 Israelis killed by Israel, including a 61-year-old woman. You know, that those are the headlines. Unfortunately, unfortunately, it's also what they choose to be the headlines. Obviously, they tend to ignore some of the important factors. But without that information, it's hard to hold them responsible for that type of reporting. You know, I would hope that it would be released.
Well, clearly, what has been released is different images and different things that were going on throughout the operation itself. There was a clip that was released that this is something that doesn't really happen that often. A clip in which you can hear a Shin Bet operative, agent pretty much, calling the mother of the terrorists that were planned, which indicates that probably there were a group of brothers that were planning this attack, calling the mother and telling her in Arabic that what they should do, what her sons should do, is leave the home with their hands in the air in order to ensure that they won't die, because we don't want any more deaths and we don't want anyone else to die. But clearly, what happened was is that they decided to enclose themselves in that apartment, and terrorists from around the neighborhood decided to go and protect them, as usually that's what happens. And it sadly, that's what happened. A tragedy that some civilians were caught in the crossfire.
Right, which is and the attacks from Hamas from Gaza, these rockets, is there a sense that this is something that is potentially can escalate, or was it a token? Because sometimes we see that, you know, we sometimes just see we have to respond, we're going to retaliate, we send a few rockets, and then that's that.
So moments ago, I received messages from also from the IDF, as well as from different regional councils within the Gaza periphery, such as Shara Negev. They announced now that they're going to be returning back to normal as much as possible, meaning that they're going to be opening up schools within the next couple of hours. Based on this, on the assessment of the situation currently, does that mean that things are going to die down? We don't know yet. We hope so, but we don't know what exactly will be the situation. Could be based on intelligence that they received from within Gaza. It could be that they have let off steam and done what they needed to do. But right now we don't know. It's too early to tell at the moment if it's going to be something bigger or not.
And all we hope is that you remain safe and that people around you remain safe. Chaim Ismerk, journalist and Israeli advocate, thank you as always. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom and a very safe weekend.